You yourselves used to be in darkness, but since you have become the Lord's people, you are in light. So you must live like people who belong to the light. If you sit at your desk in the evening and the light goes out, you're suddenly brought to stop what you're doing, reading or writing. And if a number of us are together in a room and the light goes out, we're immediately confused and wondering what to do, whether to stay or to leave. And if the decision is to leave in the darkness, we begin feeling and fumbling our way, fearful, and perhaps getting into trouble and getting hurt. And if we should be out in the country driving our car and the lights go out, what a horrible experience, as we are forced to come to a sudden stop and wait until repairs have been made. In short, when darkness suddenly comes, all activity stops. Darkness interferes with our efficiency, with our activity. We're forced to proceed. It is only with greatest caution and hesitancy, and we're bound to make mistakes and perhaps to get into trouble. To overcome the problem, we need light. Any kind of light is better than darkness. Striking a match, lighting a candle, grabbing for a flashlight, it at least gives us something to go by, something to get us out of the difficulty for the moment. But the real activity cannot begin until the big lights come back on. And best of all, when the sun comes over the horizon in the morning, then you and I can once again go about in confidence, doing what it is that we need to do. The Apostle Paul uses this common knowledge about darkness and light in speaking to the Ephesian Christians. And he tells them, before you knew Jesus Christ, you were in darkness, total, horrible darkness. You lived in the fear and the terror of sin. You were fumbling around in a world in which you were unable to really be in control. You tried the little feeble lights of human knowledge and human imagination of a deity and a philosophy and a methodology of living and supporting yourself, but you lived utterly unto yourself, and the way, life you lived was hopeless. You were bound to go forward into trouble, yea, into utter destruction. You needed light, and that light came to you, my Ephesian friends, through Jesus Christ. God Himself had Him become a person and live a holy life, die a substitutionary death, and rise in a glorious resurrection. And that brought light to the world. That brought light which frees humanity from the clutches of sin. That gives opportunity for people in relationship to God to live and walk in the light. As soon as you had the smallest glimmer of faith, you grasped a hold of that holiness which Jesus came to prepare and to give. And as you continue in that faith, you have a daily connection, a daily renewal through Jesus Christ, who has made you clean, which gives you the power and the confidence to live patiently, courageously, in your service to Christ. While you were in the darkness, you did that which only could be done in darkness. But now you are in the light. Live as those who are in that light. Through the inspired writer, the Lord, of course, has a very specific message to you and to me. As we think of ourselves at this place, day after day, going about the activities which the Lord has called us to pursue, as we think of the various tasks which confront us, and as we look around us and see the confusion and the frustrations of life and of the wrangling and the fumbling of the world in which we live, as we become discouraged under the burden of the load of life, there is a tendency within us to grab for a match, to try to light a candle, only to realize that a little gust of wind will blow them out. We need the light of Jesus Christ in our own personal life, day after day. Whether it is our pursuit of study or of teaching, whether it is our activity as a member of a family with spouse and children and parents, whether it is activity in the church to which we are called, or participation in the life in the community of which we are a part, it's going to be a life in darkness unless Jesus Christ is there every step of the way. Our knowledge, our methods, our systems, our skills, our schemes are all but feeble lights that go out unless the sunlight of the presence of Jesus Christ is there. And as the Ephesians had been brought into that light, so you and I, thanks to God, can claim that place. God has made us His very own. God has given us a place with a purpose to be His. And God directs us to go forward every moment of the way from this day forward to the future which He guides and directs, and assures us that we can, and expects that we will live in the light which He has given. Amen.